AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and French President François Hollande are greeting heads of state and government from around the world for high-stakes talks in Paris aimed at fighting global warming. Right after he arrived in the city for the summit, President Obama paid a late-night visit to the site of the worst carnage in the terror attacks 2 weeks ago.
Flanked by President François Hollande and Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo, the president laid a single white rose on a makeshift floral and candle tribute outside the Bataclan Concert Hall. Of the 130 people killed in the attacks, two-thirds died at the Bataclan, where gunmen with assault rifles and grenades stormed a performance by an American band. It was after midnight when Obama arrived at the site. He and the French leaders stood in silence for a minute, then walked back toward their motorcades, Obama's arms around the other's shoulders. Mark Smith with the President, Paris.
A campaign spokeswoman says Donald Trump will still hold a private meeting with a group of black evangelical religious leaders on Monday. But Trump has canceled a press conference in which his campaign said the group would be endorsing him for the GOP presidential race. More from AP correspondent Jill Colvin in Jersey City.
I'm told by one of the organizing pastors that several individuals might still choose to endorse following the event, but it's kind of the big press conference where reporters had to be credentialed beforehand and arrive hours early. That is not taking place anymore.
One of the nation's top universities has called off classes on the first day students are due back from Thanksgiving holiday because of an online threat. The University of Chicago said all classes and activities are canceled Monday. Japan's whaling fleet leaves Tuesday for the Antarctic for a three-month scaled-down hunt, despite protests from opponents. This is AP Radio News. The New England Patriots have dropped from the ranks of the unbeaten, losing to Denver in overtime.
C.J. Anderson ran 48 yards for a touchdown to give the Broncos a 30-24 overtime victory. For the Patriots, it was their first defeat after opening the season with 10 victories. The Broncos scored 17 unanswered points, capped by Brock Osweiler's four-yard TD pass to Bubba Caldwell with 1:09 left for a 24-21 lead. Steven Gostkowski's 47-yard field goal as time expired extended the game and set the stage for Anderson's second touchdown of the night. Bruce Morton, Denver.
As Americans headed home from their Thanksgiving getaways, most airports across the country were running with delays of 15 minutes or less Sunday night. But according to FAA data, large volumes of passengers at Seattle-Tacoma International, Newark International, and LaGuardia led to slightly longer delays. Drivers are dealing with a winter storm in the Central Plains. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.